For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Biden says six countries were involved in a prisoner exchange with Russia, and now three American citizens and one green card holder are free. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has our top story.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, Paul Whelan, journalist Alsu Kurmasheva, and green card holder Vladimir Karamurza were all released from Russian prisons and flown out to meet U.S. officials in Turkey. President Biden said from the White House Russian authorities arrested and convicted them of espionage or treason.
With absolutely no legitimate reason whatsoever, none.
He stood next to many of the family members and said they talked to their loved ones on the phone.
I said, welcome almost home.
The president said this was a feat of diplomacy and friendship among multiple countries.
So for anyone who questions whether allies matter, they do.
Russia released 16 prisoners. Eight Russians who were held by Western countries were sent back to Russia.
A wildfire on the edge of Metro Denver has crept within a quarter mile of evacuated homes. Officials said this morning they were hopeful to save hundreds of threatened residences. They faced sweltering temperatures, and some firefighters have suffered heat exhaustion. The fire was among several threatening, heavily populated areas of the Colorado foothills, including one in which a person was killed earlier this week. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is touring the U.S. Southwest border today. Fox's Evan Brown has this story.
U.S. Senator J.D. Vance, former President Trump's running mate, is getting an up-close look at the U.S. border with Mexico. The border is a key policy point for both Republicans and Democrats, with the Biden administration blamed for its lax enforcement of immigration.
They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us. And that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration.
Vance speaking in Cochise County in Arizona, where officials have long complained of an unregulated border with illegal crossers.
A Pennsylvania pro-family activist and political pundit is praising former President Donald Trump for deciding to return to Butler, Pennsylvania. Chad Groening has more.
Donald Trump says he wants to return to the site of the failed assassination attempt against him as a way to honor Cory Comprator, who died from the hail of bullets that wounded the former president and two others attending the rally on the Butler Farm Show grounds. The gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks, was able to get off eight rounds before he was eliminated by a Secret Service sniper. Trump has not revealed the date or location of the return rally, only stating on his Truth Social platform, stay tuned for details. Diane Gramley is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
I think it's fantastic. I mean, to me, that shows real leadership. It shows that he's not down, and that he's wanted to come back and finish a rally that was interrupted by an attempted assassination. So I think it's a good idea. I think his emphasis is going to be to honor the life of Corey, the former fire chief that was killed protecting his family. It'll be to honor him as well as the two who were injured and just got out of the hospital. So I think it shows real leadership in him doing that.
But Gramley says there are still many unanswered questions.
More and more is being exposed about how very lax that his security was. That in itself is troubling.
Meanwhile, Trump returned to Pennsylvania Wednesday for a rally in the state capital of Harrisburg. I'm Chad Groening.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is proposing a new rule that would ban airlines from charging parents to sit with their young children. Under the proposal, U.S. and foreign carriers would be required to seat children 13 or younger next to their parent or accompanying adult for free. Four airlines, Alaska, American Frontier, and JetBlue, already seat families together for free. The government will take comments on the proposed rule for 60 days before crafting a final version. In final news this hour, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.48. That's down from $3.52 that you were paying last week, and roughly the same price as this time last month. Diesel, meanwhile, is $3.81 a gallon. Find more news on AFN.net. When you're there, be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on X. Thanks for listening.